540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. We're still not sure what it was exactly or where it came from, but a fighter jet shot down an unknown object flying over Alaska yesterday. Here's CBS's Willie James Inman.
The Pentagon described it as much smaller than the Chinese balloon that flew over the U.S. last week.
The object was about the size of a small car.
The White House says the U.S. first detected the unmanned object Thursday night, flying at 40,000 feet, which posed a threat to commercial planes.
President Biden ordered the strike. Former Defense Secretary Mark Esper tells CBS News it would raise significant concerns if the object is from China. Federal agents searched former Vice President Mike Pence's home yesterday. Our Tom Foti reports.
Federal investigators arrived at the Pence home in Indiana in search of documents. They did find one. Meantime, the Associated Press reported that lawyers for Trump have turned over additional documents with classified markings to investigators, as well as a laptop belonging to a Trump aide.
Well over 24,000 dead, tens of thousands injured, and millions are homeless after the devastating earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria 5 days ago. The United Nations says help is desperately needed in both regions.
Tents, plastic sheeting, the thermal blankets, the sleeping mats, winter clothing.
At a high school in St. Paul, Minnesota.
We are not okay. Our kids are not okay.
School Superintendent Joe Gothard responding to a stabbing at Harding High School. A 15-year-old boy is dead. Police have arrested a 16-year-old who was also a student. They're still not sure what led up to the deadly incident. A congresswoman was assaulted in her apartment building in Washington. CBS's Scott McFarland tells us the suspect is heading to court Monday.
Kendred Hamlin of Washington will be in federal court Monday afternoon, accused of punching Angie Craig, a Democrat from Minnesota, in the elevator of her apartment building when Craig refused to let Hamlin up into her apartment to use the restroom.
She's bruised up but not seriously injured. The attack does not appear to be politically motivated. 10 former NFL players are suing the league's disability program, claiming they were wrongfully denied benefits. Here's attorney Sam Katz.
Disabled players are currently being deprived of their rightful benefits by the institution they trusted with their health and their lives.
The NFL tells CBS News its disability program is fair and its board reviews every contested application. Well, get ready for beads and beignets.
I love New Orleans and I love Mardi Gras.
The lead up to Mardi Gras is underway. The celebration kicked off last night with a parade along historic St. Charles Avenue. Music blared from Bourbon Street bars. It continues through Fat Tuesday, February 21st. This is CBS.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM The Shaw.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to The Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM 101.1 FM The Shaw.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check. Talk to doctor now and share.
I get
get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. It's Anything Goes Friday. I'll be picking up your calls in just a few moments, but a couple of quick stories I wanted to fly past you, put on your radar screen. The Brookings Institution, along with the Public Religion Research Institute, has released, this was day before yesterday, released a new poll on Christian nationalism in the United States. Now, to qualify as a Christian, and this is a survey of 6,000 Americans, so this is actually a statistically valid survey. It wasn't like, you know, hey, let's call up 35 people and ask them what they think. And they ask people questions like these. If the U.S. moves away from our Christian foundations, we will not have a country anymore. Or being Christian is an important part of being truly American. Or, God has called Christians to exercise dominion over all areas of American society. If you agreed with those statements, they called you a Christian nationalist. And what they found was that, and this is pretty amazing stuff, a lot of these numbers, but 10% of American adults completely or overwhelmingly agreed with those statements. An additional 19% agree, but not totally. So that's 29% of Americans basically saying that God has created Christians to exercise dominion over all areas of American society. Who are these people? Well, nearly two-thirds of white evangelical Protestants qualify. And which is a stunning 29% of Americans, many tens of millions of people. These Christian nationalists also make up the base of the Republican Party. Republicans are 4 times as likely as Democrats or independents to be adherents of Christian nationalism. Support is also inversely related to educational attainment. In other words, the more education you have, the less likely you are to claim that, you know, Jesus put you in charge of America. The less education you have, the more likely you are to make that claim. Americans overall are much more likely to express a preference for the U.S. to be a nation made up of people belonging to a variety of religions. 73% of us don't like this. But adherents to Christian nationalism are 7 times as likely to agree with this statement, quote, "True patriots may have to resort to violence to save our country." Half of Christian nationalist adherents and nearly 4 in 10 sympathizers support the idea of an authoritarian leader. A stunning 83% of Christian nationalists think, quote, "God intended America to be a new promised land where white European Christians could create a society that could be an example to the rest of the world," end quote. More than 70% of adherents embraced replacement theory, this stuff that Tucker Carlson is peddling on Fox News, that Democrats and Jews are conspiring to have black people and brown people replace white people in the United States. Nearly a quarter harbored the anti-Semitic view that Jews hold too many positions of power. And 44% of these people believe that Jews are more loyal to Israel than the United States. More than 65% think that Muslims should be banned. And almost 70% believe that, quote, the husband is the head of the household in a truly Christian family, and his wife must submit to his leadership. These people are freaks. It's just, wow. All righty. Now, last week, or maybe it was early this week, I think it was last weekend, we had this 150-car train derailment in Ohio, where the train cars burst into flames, 100-foot flames going up into the sky. They had to evacuate large chunks of the towns around them. This was the Norfolk Southern line. And it turns out that the reason that this train was not even labeled high-hazard flammable material had to do with lobbying during the Trump administration. In 2014, the Obama administration had put into place improved safety regulations. I'm reading from a piece by David Sirota over at levernews.com, and he writes, and I quote, "Then came 2017, after rail industry donors delivered more than $6 million to GOP campaigns, the Trump administration, backed by rail lobbyists and Senate Republicans, rescinded part of Obama's rule aimed at making better braking systems widespread on the nation's rails. Specifically, regulators killed provisions requiring rail cars carrying hazardous flammable material to be equipped with electronic braking systems that stop trains more quickly than the old-fashioned air brakes." Norfolk Southern had actually previously bragged about the electronic braking system, saying that it had, quote, the potential to reduce train stopping distances by as much as 60% over conventional air brake systems. But it cost a little more money, so they spent $6 million electing Republicans, and Donald Trump said, it's all good, no problem. And, you know, it's a miracle that people didn't die in this. I mean, it's just, you know, had it happened in a city center, it would have been insanely deadly. The third story I want to share with you, and then I'll get to your calls, is about this gross violation of human rights in Saudi Arabia. An American man, his name is Saad Alami. He's 72 years old. He and his son live in the United States. They're both U.S. citizens. He's lived here since the 1970s. He moved here from Saudi Arabia and became a naturalized U.S. citizen. So he's a U.S. citizen. His son is a full American citizen. Well, I mean, they're both full American citizens. You understand what I'm saying? He tweeted 14 tweets over the course of a couple of years while he was living in the United States that were critical of the Saudi regime, specifically around the Khashoggi killing, saying that Mohammed bin Salman should be held to account for it, and criticizing the Saudis for being unable to protect their borders from rocket fire by the Iranian Houthi rebels in Yemen. And he also agreed with naming a D.C. street after Khashoggi. So he had some land that his family owned in Saudi Arabia, and apparently whoever owned it died. And so he went to Saudi Arabia to deal with the, you know, selling the land, getting rid of that land. And they arrested him and prosecuted him for defaming the emperor of Saudi Arabia, the despot, Mohammed bin Salman. And he was sentenced to 16 years in prison for tweeting. So the Biden administration reached out and said, hey, can you review this? This seems excessive. And so they reviewed it. And they raised it from 16 years to 19 years. Keep in mind, the guy's 72 years old. He has lost 80 pounds since he was put in the Saudi prison. He's in a hellhole of a prison. And his son says basically what Saudi Arabia has done, what Mohammed bin Salman has done, is give the middle finger to Joe Biden in the United States. And I agree with that assessment. This is awful. This is wrong. This should not be going on. So... Alrighty, so let's pick up your phone calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, how's our numbers guy today?
Hey. Yeah, I was thinking about all the times that I've called your program and talked about how many Republicans have given us recessions. And like I said, it's 10 out of the last 11. Your listeners, if they want to check my numbers, they could go to the NBER website. That's the National Bureau of Economic Research. They're the only entity in America that can identify when a recession starts and ends. Mm-hmm. And they have a full record going all the way back to the 1800s of where and when every recession took place. Wow. All you have to do is just add, to your knowledge of when Republicans and Democrats were in the White House.
Is that NBER.gov?
NBER. You can just do NBER and search, and you'll get the National Bureau of Economic Research.
Great.
And so you match those up with Republicans and Democrats being in the White House, and you'll get that number of 10 out of the last 11. And you'll also get the last 126 years, every Republican president in the history who's ever been in the White House has given us a recession in his first term. Wow. And you have to do the work, because the NBER does not do it for you. You have to match the presidents with the times.
Does this go all the way back to Abe Lincoln?
This goes all the way back to McKinley.
McKinley.
He was the
1896.
He died in the second. Yeah.
Yeah, he died in 1901. Yeah.
Term. Right, and then Roosevelt took over. And he's a one-term president, even though people think he had two terms.
Teddy.
That's because he finished most of McKinley's second term.
Right.
And he tried to run again and Taft beat him.
Yeah.
It might not have been Taft, but one of those.
No, it was William Howard Taft replaced him. Yeah. In 1908.
And so Taft had two recessions. He had two recessions in one term. And so when you're looking at this, you will realize just how detrimental Republicans are. That's the reason why, right up until 2016, Republicans, in having all these recessions, had seen 0 points added to the markets. In all three major markets, they had seen no points added. It was only when the current Fed chair decided he wanted to try to put some points on the books for the Republicans, so he spent something like $5 trillion to help Donald Trump try to get a second term.
Right.
It's that $5 trillion that allowed Donald Trump to see roughly, I think it was 1,100 points in the Dow. That went up that high only because over the last 12 years, the Federal Reserve has spent $9 trillion trying to help Republicans.
Right, and specifically Jerome Powell.
And he has since spent almost $1 trillion, buying those assets back, meaning that when you couple that up with the Fed rate hikes that Biden is seeing, those are two very powerful tools that he's using to actually cause the stock market stagnate.
So Jerome Powell goosed the economy for Trump, and he's crushing the economy for Biden.
Doing the exact opposite of policies.
Yeah.
So he increasing the Fed rate for Biden, and he's selling stocks. And I've been trying to find out just what stocks he's selling. I suspect it's in the tech sector, because the tech sector right now is kind of going down. And that same sector is the sector that he bought and caused Donald Trump to see 11,000 points added. He's changed his policy depending on who's the president of the United States.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way. Larry, thank you. You always bring it. You should write a book or start a Substack newsletter. You have such great information. Larry, thank you very much. And if you ever decide to do either of those two things, let me know. I'll share with you whatever I can to help you. It's 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with your calls on Anything Goes Friday right after this. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. And welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I think more and more that China is more of an existential threat because I'm sure President Xi slapped his forehead every time Biden said "Made in America," because that means the end of trade with them, and they have no reason to be nice.
My concern is that Xi seems to be going down the path that so many people who believe their own, you know, BS
dictator.
Become, you know, the Joseph Stalin, Napoleon. I mean, you know, Adolf Hitler. It seems that he's starting to believe his own BS, and that's a very dangerous thing. Uh-huh. They shouldn't have given him another term.
Right. And on the other hand, in Turkey, we're giving them all this aid now. You think it might make them want to let Sweden and Finland into NATO?
That's a good question.
Or help?
They're not blocking Finland. I mean, they're only blocking Sweden.
Because they said bad things?
I beg your pardon?
Because they said bad things or something?
What happened was there was a Quran was burned in, I believe it was in Stockholm, by by you know their equivalent of Judge Moore, you know, one of these right wing fundamentalists who's you know yelling and screaming about Islam as a satanic religion, quack quack, and because they have freedom of speech in Sweden, they didn't stop him, they didn't arrest him, they didn't imprison him, they did condemn him.
Right.
I mean, the government officially condemned him, but he was not imprisoned, and so Turkey is protesting that. And he did it outside the Turkish embassy.
Oh, I see. Well, okay. I guess that's enough for a dictator to get upset.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, it's interesting. And like I said, China is kind of scary now, all the stuff they're doing. And they're watching what's going on in Ukraine. And
I would hope that we could build a stronger relationship with China. I mean, notwithstanding my comments about Xi just a moment ago, if China and Russia hook up, then we're back to the axis, you know, we're back to a bipolar world. And that's a very, very dangerous place to be. It's much better to have a multipolar world.
Yeah, but you have to get back to these presidents for life, or what they call dictators. They have to go before anything will change.
Yeah, this is a problem.
And Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Tom? Hello?
I'm still here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I remember you talking long ago about the Iroquois Nation and how it was part matriarchal and the women chose when to go to war. But women also chose who became chief.
That's correct.
Because they had grown up with that guy. And Trump would have never, ever, you know, that's why they had 500 years of peace.
Yeah.
Because they elected good leaders.
Yeah, only women could vote, basically, in at least five of the six Iroquois Nations. There's going to be a lot of information about that in my next book, The Hidden History of American Democracy, which is available for pre-order right now. Shameless plug.
Ready.
It's great stuff. I've spent the last year doing a deep dive into this, particularly into Ben Franklin. I mean, he was the guy who really brought the Indians into the Constitution and everything else. Bill, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's good to hear from you. I appreciate it. We'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Friday on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And the White House just announced that Joe Biden is going to travel to Poland before the one-year anniversary of the invasion, which is February 24th. So in the next little bit here. You know, you could do the flowers thing again this Valentine's Day, but watching them droop and get dumped is no fun. Or you could give something so incredibly thoughtful, the two of you will love it year-round. I'm talking about my favorite, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet from Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. That's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers append over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. And did I mention the Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating, so you'll sleep more comfortably year-round? Louise and I sure do. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in five awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, your sweetheart will love you for it. Save 35% on Cozy Earth bedding now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, CozyEarth.com.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Unlike that Chinese balloon that floated across the U.S. before it was shot down a week ago, the U.S. military shot down something along the northern Alaska coast yesterday.
It was not immediately identified by the Pentagon as a balloon. Could have been a drone. But it was traveling at an altitude commonly used by commercial aircraft and therefore deemed a threat.
Military analyst Jeff McCausland. The latest on the catastrophic Mideast earthquakes earlier this week. Casualties now numbering more than 22,000.
Monday's earthquakes flattened entire neighborhoods. Now tens of thousands of people camp out in the bitter cold, with many afraid to return home, even if their buildings still stand.
Correspondent Ian Lee, a man jailed after a violent encounter with the same five Memphis police officers who now face criminal charges in the death of Tyree Nichols, is suing for alleged police misconduct.
Attorneys for the five charged officers had no comment on the lawsuit. They are due in court on the criminal charges next week.
Correspondent Elise Preston, CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on the Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind me of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind me of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All of this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program.
Hey, looking for a quiet, relaxing summer vacation to the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England? Then let me introduce you to the very best way to vacation, American Cruise Lines. Aboard their new fleet of small cruise ships, you will be transported to popular destinations like Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Newport. In addition, this remarkable cruise will explore the scenic rivers and intimate ports along Maine's protected coastline. You'll marvel at the granite mountains of Acadia National Park, admire the classic schooners in Camden Harbor, and best of all, you'll be treated to an authentic and not to mention delicious lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Throughout this all-inclusive journey, you can relax on your private balcony, breathing in the ocean air and taking in the sights, as the crew provides not only the highest level of personalized service, but some of the very best food you've ever had. Simply request your free cruise guide at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Laura in Marion, Iowa. Hey, Laura, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I wanted to talk just a little bit about the situation here in Iowa. I have a little bit of a good news story and then a question. So as you're aware, we've taken kind of a turn to the red. And we're trying to figure out best ways to get our rural voters more aware of message. So I have been talking, I've been a Democratic activist for a long time. So I've been talking to some of the Iowa Democratic Party leadership, and I think I finally have them listening to me about the possibility of radio. When I sent them that article you shared about Hispanic radio, it's causing them to listen. So I think maybe they're going to move forward on that. So my next initiative is to consider how can I get them to put the free speech links into their various websites or in their newsletters and those kinds of things. And I wanted to ask, do we have any approvals or anything to connect Free Speech TV to our various websites or newsletters, or can we just do that?
You can just do it. And Free Speech will be TV will be very happy. And the best thing that you could do in Iowa is if there are, you know, wealthy Democratic business people in Iowa who are looking for an investment that, you know, will probably take a year or two to turn a profit, but over time it will, then will have a consequential, a significant, substantial impact on the politics of the state. I encourage them to buy radio stations, and particularly some of the larger ones that might blow a signal across the whole state.
Yeah, I have been pursuing that a little bit with them. So one of the dynamics that has really changed here this year, with the first in the nation caucus status going away, this is really going to affect our ability to fund candidates and things, because the presidential candidates used to give money for like staff people and offices and for things like that. But our new Democratic Party chair, who was just elected, her time is really going to be focused on fundraising. So they're going to hit up those big donors to help fund some things. But I will keep singing this song about get us on the radio. I forwarded those articles also about how Wisconsin built their radio station. And now I'm going to go on this free speech pitch to try and get them to put them on our various websites and newsletters.
Great.
So we're trying, but it's going to be a heavy lift here.
Yeah. No, I get it. It's, we are at very much Johnny Come Latelys here. The Republicans started building a right-wing radio infrastructure in the mid-1980s. Limbaugh went on the air in 88, I think, 87 or 88. And that, you know, which with millions of dollars behind him launched on about the same number of stations as Air America launched on. But they, you know, they just kept growing and growing and kept pouring money into it. We really need to do it. So, Laura, good luck. Keep us up to date, okay? Okay. Thanks a lot. Dion in Monroe, Louisiana. Hey, Dion, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
I'm well. What's up?
Okay. I wanted to disagree with you and another caller, but before I do my disagreement, I would like to say I'm glad Biden is president. I could not stomach another term of you know who.
Yeah.
He who shall not be named. What I disagree with is, you know, Biden's redeemability, because the American Rescue Plan didn't need to be cut up into two. He could have done better with that. He could have.
Actually, he couldn't. The challenge that he faced was Joe Manchin and Kirsten Sinema. The original proposal that went forward was originally was $6 billion, then it went, or trillion, then it went down to $3 trillion. And, you know, they ended up with about a trillion.
Right.
But that was the result of Manchin and Sinema. That was not Joe Biden's idea. He wanted the $3 trillion.
I know. But I did not see Biden going on a tour of, we need to get this bill passed as
one
package.
He met with them multiple times.
Yeah.
You know, I think he tried to bring some public pressure on them. But, you know, there's a certain point where you just, you don't want to break your own party.
No, you don't want to break your own party, but I don't think that he has seen the error of his ways from his past votes.
Oh, I think
Biden is one of the most conservative Democrats.
He was.
That has.
He's not now.
Well,
he's definitely not now.
Okay, maybe I'm missing something. Explain to me why you feel he isn't now.
Sure. Biden was one of the co-authors in 2005 of the bankruptcy reforms that made it impossible to get out of student debt with bankruptcy. And his whole argument was, you know, people need to be responsible. Really, what was going on was that much of Biden's political career had been financed by the big banks out of Delaware. He's now at the point in his career, I'm convinced, where he doesn't care. He doesn't need their money. He's president of the United States. He realizes that those policies are no longer popular. They were actually popular with, you know, a majority of Americans for a long time. And that was, you know, again, a testimonial to the effectiveness of right-wing talk radio all across the country and you know, and right-wing presence on television media as well, particularly Fox News. But, you know, it's clear to me that Biden has just abandoned all that. Biden is taking positions that are identical to Bernie Sanders' positions.
I don't see that. I really don't see that.
I encourage you to check it out. Dion, I need to move along, but, you know, you should check out some of his. In fact, just go back and read his State of the Union address. I think you'll find an awful lot there. Ben in Kansas City, Kansas. Hey, Ben, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Still enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Immensely. So, what I was listening to you today, and there's been some talkers talking along the same line, but, you know, in my opinion, they do away with the Black History books because they don't want people to know what happened, and that stirs up anger, mainly because they see a lot of the same things happening today.
Yeah, in a different context and with a different intensity,
yeah.
But yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So, and the gay thing, that's just a religious thing there.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see them taking away stories and books about the Dark Ages, because that also would tell people what it was like when church and state were together, and they don't. I got a feeling they won't want people to look back on that either.
Oh yeah, and they're probably trying to strip the Salem witch trials out too.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, because all that was bogus as well.
Yep.
But my concern is that you know, the Catholic Church is pushing all these religious agendas here in this country, and that's just fine with the right wing. They'll go right along with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is my feelings that still, and I've said this before, that church and state is the biggest agenda to unionize them by the Catholic Church. And I just feel that, you know, we've got concerns that your previous caller said, if you don't give a little, you know, the country could go down. But I believe this church and state issue is the biggest issue, and that will take down the country and the world. And I know it's inevitable. I know that you read the Bible. I heard you say the other day that you pray in the mornings, and I think all that is wonderful. But Revelation speaks of this and speaks of God's people being imprisoned and killed. So the only way that could happen is if church and state are together. And there's also a book you can read that explains all of this very well, and you can fact check it. In fact, I would encourage you to fact check all of it. And it's
I don't think you can fact check Revelation, Ben. I mean, it's back in the 70s, I read the late great Planeter, all of Hal Lindsey's stuff, and all those other things, and got pretty upset about it for a while, but. It's prophecy is prophecy, whether it's Joseph Smith or Paul or whatever. My concern is that religion should not be running our country. That's not how our country was set up. We need to be pushing back aggressively against this. And on top of that, the numbers I was sharing with you about these people who call themselves Christian nationalists, as terrible as their positions are. They represent fewer than 20% of Americans. They're like 1 in 7 Americans, more or less, rather than 1 in 5. And so we've just got some education work to do, in my opinion. Ben, thank you for the call. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hey, happy anti-fascist Friday, Tom, and safe travels to you this weekend.
Thank you.
Tom, you bet. And Tom, like everyone else, I of course give President Biden a thumbs up for the State of the Union speech. But I do think you'll agree with me. We still have to keep up the pressure from the left. And that applies not only to policy stuff, but also his personnel decisions. Common Dreams had a post last night about how the Secretary of Labor, Marty Walsh, is probably going to be stepping down soon. And although the Deputy Secretary of Labor, Julie Hsu, would be a perfect choice, she's an Asian-American progressive, inexplicably, Nancy Pelosi's trying to work behind the scenes to push the president to choose Sean Patrick Maloney, who's a centrist.
He's a corporate centrist
who lost his reelection campaign. That would be a huge mistake. We got to get Julie Hsu in there. And also, Tom, over at the post office, President Biden still hasn't filled 2 empty Trump-appointed board seats. They became vacant in December. And meanwhile, DeJoy's planning to lay off 50,000 post office employees.
So I know. Aren't those nominations waiting on the Senate, or has he not put them forward? Forgive me for not being so up on this as I should be, probably.
Well, I confess I don't know the exact.
I thought he had nominated 2 people. In fact, I have a vague recollection of having read their names on the air back when it happened. But I think that it has to go through the Senate.
Okay. I mean, I was just looking at Robert Reich's Twitter feed yesterday, and he said there's the 2 empty seats still from December. But you might be right. But let's get the joy out of there before 50,000 post office workers lose their jobs.
Yeah,
and finally, Tom, I agree with you, that the president shouldn't roll around in the mud with MAGA extremists. But he needs to stay laser focused like FDR was, and calling out corporate and oligarchic greed. And, the railroad companies, as you highlighted with that Lever News piece, would be a good start. But let's go after big oil and with a windfall profits tax.
Jeff, I'm with you. Windfall profits tax, yes.
Listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you in the water cooler wars. Right back with your calls right after this.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader.
Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root causes of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. You know, Valentine's Day is next week, and you could do the flowers thing again, but it's kind of old, isn't it? Plus, they droop and dry up and get dumped. I'll tell you what, Louise and I absolutely love our Cozy Earth sheets. They're like a combination of silk and cotton. I've never felt anything this, it's just softest, most luxurious, and they're responsibly sourced bedding, but it's, you know, it's they use only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. That's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers have penned over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. And did I mention the Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating so you sleep more comfortably year-round? Louise and I sure do. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in five awesome colors, their loungewear, their pajamas, another great Valentine's Day gift, or their premium waffle bath towels, you're going to love shopping at Cozy Earth. And I can get you 35% off on Cozy Earth bedding right now. Just go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code TOM, and you'll save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. 53 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls, AJ in La Mesa, California. Hey, AJ, what's up?
Good Friday to you, Tom.
Thank you. Back at you.
Quick suggestion, in case you haven't looked up the search engine you had recommended yesterday and also during the hiatus during the holidays when you were playing archived programs, MUO, Make Use Of Website, has an article from October 2022 titled 7 reasons you shouldn't use Neeva, the new, quote,
really?
Tracker.
What are the reasons?
Well, they deep dive into it, and it's not as private as one might think. In other words, your searches and the sites you visit may indeed be tracked.
Oh, I know that. That's true of any of your... Well, it's not true of DuckDuckGo, apparently, but that's certainly true of Google. I'm not so worried about being tracked, frankly, AJ. I'm more concerned with... The thing I loved about Neeva is on every search response, it gives you all the links, you know, that you can link to, and there's a little up thumb and a down thumb. And so, like, if I'm searching on taxes or something, you know, the top 10 hits are always going to be right-wing websites. Well, I just down-thumb them, and they never show me those websites again. And it allows me to customize my searches, which is, like, really important and valuable to me.
Yes. Well, for listeners who may be concerned about their privacy, a quick search will bring up such sites as Software Testing Help. Another one is Be Encrypted, 15 Best Private Search Engines. These are all reviews from this year, 2023.
Right.
There's also the VPN Mentor site, the Restore Privacy site, all of which are highly reputable. I work in computer security, so that's a heads up for what it's worth.
Good. Well, thank you, AJ. I appreciate the information. I'll have to use Neeva to search about Neeva and see what it says. It'll be interesting.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, AJ. Larry in Bellevue, Iowa. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, congratulations on an incredible show today.
Well, thank you. We only have about 50 seconds left, though, so we got to get right to it, Larry.
Oh, last caller. Joyce has done an incredible job at screening. I wanted to call in regard to Sam, I think it was earlier, about Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
And I so much wanted to learn more Black history.
Yeah.
It's given such a short shrift. It's even given... Yeah.
Well, Sam mentioned he's learning an awful lot from Joe Madison's show on the Urban View channel over on Sirius XM. It's right next to the Progressive channel that I'm on channel 127. I think it's channel 126, and Joe's show precedes mine, and Joe just does a great job over there too. So if you're interested in Black history and what's going on in the Black community, Joe, I can't recommend Joe highly enough. Larry, I'm sorry, I'm out of time, but I look forward to future conversations. You know, thanks so much for calling in today. We'll be back on, you know, next week. As I said, I'll be gone Monday, but Jefferson will be here. I'll be back with you on Tuesday. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. Get out there, tag, you're it. Plus, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Joyce the Hammer, Nance, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hardenbaum, Chase Frost, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, O'Connor Arroyo, and Carna Verde, all the fine folks who help make this show work every single day. Thank you to them, and thank you to you. We'll see you on Tuesday. I'll see you on Tuesday. We'll be back on the air on Monday, as I said. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574, 800-673-1574, 800-673-1574, that's 800-673-1574.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.